The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectors Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now then, you've got someone on the phone over there, I believe.
I've got Joshy and Danny Luke from the function band on the island called Hot Pocket. Good afternoon, guys.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Now, you're good.
Vectors Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight Community Station.
What do you normally do when you're not locked down, as it were?
So, as a function band, we sort of just gig all across the Isle of Wight most weekends, but with lockdown happening, we've not been able to do that.
No.
And that's why we've been making these videos. Obviously, as artists, we have to kind of do something to stop ourselves going crazy, and we thought this was the best outlet for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you would normally do things like weddings and parties and stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly.
And whereabouts are you based?
So we're based all over the island. Three quarters of us live in Ryde.
Yeah,
Newport, and one of us lives in Shanklin.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so we're listening to some of your tracks, and I have to say, I saw that you'd done the Snow Patrol stuff, Chasing Cars. Now, that's got to be one of my top 10 favourite tracks of all time, so I thought, oh, you better not mess this up, and you didn't. You did a wonderful job of it.
We did. Absolutely beautiful.
Glad. The pressure was insurmountable. You know, I did it just to please you, really.
No, seriously though, because some people say, oh, I'm going to have a Snow Patrol track, and I think, go on then, see what you can do with it, and then they come back with something. I think that's nothing, but I know you have to do it your own way because you are not that band, but you do that with all the tracks. I've listened to them, the quality is excellent.
I appreciate that. So we when we tried to do this, we tried to do it as DIY as possible. Obviously we can't go out to recording studios, and we can't, you know, hire people to film and for us and stuff. So we've been doing it all ourselves off our own mobile phones. We've been trying to make it as accessible to other people to maybe do the same thing as well.
You've done a brilliant job, I think.
Yeah, we're very pleased to, you know, to get it and to be able to promote it as well.
So you mentioned one thing that I understood, mobile phone. The rest of it, no.
Yes, but all the songs we make, we record on our phones, and we just send each other the videos with the audio, and I strip them and put them together and mix it, and that's basically how each of them are made.
Well, it's quite a fantastic result. Now, how many people have you got in that band of yours?
Well, there's five of us.
Mm-hmm. And they are?
So you've got me, you've got Danny, we've got our singer, who is incredibly talented, and she probably won't ever let me unsay that. Her name's Louisa.
Yeah.
We have two guitarists, one's called Robbie and one's called Aidan.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Good.
So, and I noticed on your Facebook page, which is Hot Pocket IOW, by the way, you've got all kinds of stuff on there as well. So are you hoping to get back into gigging when things allow?
As soon as we can, like, I will be on that stage. I've already made arrangements. First day that pubs can put us on, I'm going to play two or three gigs, I swear to God.
Yeah, well up for that.
Good for you.
I'm sure you would be. Like a lot of artists in lockdown, you can end up being very frustrated because you need to get that energy out of yourselves. But I'm so pleased you've done it in lockdown as well, because you're entertaining us as well as helping yourself.
Oh, well, you're entertaining me too. So, it's, you know, the feeling's mutual. Don't worry.
So how long has the band been together?
We've been together since September 2018.
Oh, right.
So Take away the lockdown. It's about a year and a half.
It's not bad going, is it?
No, I mean, a few of us have been playing together for a while, on and off. But it's only since September that we've brought it all together.
Right. So, do you play in other bands as well? Or?
Yeah. Well, so me and Danny, we're also in another band called Bobbin and the Babymakers.
Yes, we know Bobbin.
Yeah, I was waiting for that one. And we're also in a tribute band to the Red Hot Chili Peppers called the White Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, I've heard of them too.
Oh, I've heard of them too.
Yeah.
Me and Danny, we get around.
Yeah. We know Bobbin quite well.
So you're the musical part of Bobbin and the Bobbin Makers.
Try that one again.
You're the musical part of Bobbin and the Babymakers then.
Yeah, definitely.
Hang on, Bobbin's bigger than us.
I know, Bobbin's a big lad, yes, I know.
No, he's really.
Yeah, I know he is. It's a very interesting thing about the Isle of Wight is that bands are kind of move between each other. You've got one band doing X, then a couple of the members will play in band Y, and then there's another one playing in the band X over there as well. So it's a very fluid situation on the island. I don't know if anywhere else does that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been and gigged across loads of different places across the UK, and I've not found many places that are similar to it. I think the Isle of Wight is like incredibly versatile in its like range of diverse talent, especially in music. And I think it's kind of natural for musicians to want to sort of gel together, and I think that's obviously why you get lots of XY bands.
Yes, we've got an amazing lot of talent on the island, haven't we?
We're very spoiled here, I have to say, compared with some parts of the country. But you're right, I think it's only the island where people wander off to be in another group, and it's perfectly all right with the first group they're in, because that's just what you do.
Yeah, but obviously there's other pitfalls on the Isle of Wight. So, you know, obviously, like if I was to play in one band every weekend, people, it would, you know, it would be oversaturated. So obviously finding ourselves in three or four different projects, it helps us express ourselves constantly in different ways without making it too much.
Yeah,
that was great.
Well, I understand that completely. Yeah.
So once we're available now, is it you're looking for gigs at pubs or anything that's going once we're allowed to do this kind of thing?
Well, as soon as it gets going, it can be in a public toilet.
The garden shed, yeah.
In fact, you've got a big enough garden, I'll be around this evening.
Yeah, I think my our elderly neighbours would have a few words to say about that. Try Jay down at the old village inn. He's got a big new outdoor area.
He has, yes.
Oh, we love Jay. Love Jay.
Well, get hold of him. He's kind of busy at the moment, but he might be able to help you out. You never know.
Yeah, I've been hassling him, don't you worry.
I'm sure you have. And I'm sure he's been giving as good as he gets as well, knowing Jay. Well, thank you for being there, guys, and thank you for doing this stuff for us, because it's kept us entertained, and thank you for being so good at it as well.
How can people get in touch with you if they want to book you for a gig?
Honestly, the best way to do it is just through our Facebook page.
Okay. So that's Hot Pocket IOW.
Yeah, we run everything centrally through that, so it's just the easiest way.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, long may it continue, and long may you continue playing music for us across the Isle of Wight when you can get out there and do it.
And we're going to play we're going to play one of your tunes now, which is Chasing Cars.
We are.
Oh, I enjoy. Thank you.
Well, thank you to
Joshy and Danny Luke.
Thanks for being there, guys. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Yeah. Bye.
Right, ciao.
Bye. Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.